Tony Broom Ministries now welcomes you for the following message from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 5 through 7. The title is Eternal Aspect of Christ.
I was thinking about a piece that came on television about Nisa's sausage. They were talking about why the food shortage on sausage was such a big thing, and they were saying, really apologizing because of food shortage was like it was, and we'll do our best to beef it up. Well, not beef it up, but you know what I mean. Sausage it up, get everything right, so everybody can have some sausage again. I said the real problem was the nieces turned it over to the nephews. That's the big deal. That's where the real problem came in at. I want to talk to you about the eternal aspect of Christ. When you think about the eternal aspect of Christ, you're thinking about from eternity past to eternity future. The Bible says, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And when it says that He is God, that means that God the Father is God, God the Son is God, and God the Holy Ghost is God. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Jesus didn't just start being Jesus. Well, they call His name Jesus, but He didn't just start when He was born in Bethlehem's manger. Jesus always was the Son of God, God the Son, eternally with the Father. He always was. He never had a beginning. As far back as you want to go, as far back as you can even think, and before anything was as we know it, Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Ghost were eternally together as God. And that's a wonderful thing. We're not serving somebody just a new kid on the block. We're not serving someone who just came to be. We're serving someone who always has been. From eternity past to His birth. Isaiah talks about it in a passage we usually use at Christmas time. It's such a bad thing, really, that we only use this scripture passage at Christmas time, because it talks so much more about Christmas time. In chapter 9, verse 5 and 6 of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 5, for every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. This speaks of the mess we've gotten ourselves into. Humanity is a mess without God, and mankind is a wonderful thing. We're created in the image of God and in His likeness. And how intricate our bodies are, all the parts of our bodies have to go together and have to work together. And you think it may not be such a pleasant thing to talk about in Zoom, Broom, Room, mixed company, but when you think, when you go in there and sit on that hole every morning, go to the bathroom, just what has to happen to make it happen, all the things that have to go together to hopefully make things come out as they should, if you will, and how wonderfully we're made. The psalmist said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So humankind, mankind, is not just a put together, thrown together thing. Mankind is a beautiful thing. But humanity, the way that we've gotten ourselves into, is a mess because we turned away from God and we ate off the tree and we disobeyed God. And so our mess, this verse speaks about the battle of the warrior is with confused noise, garments rolled in blood. And this speaks of the mess that we've gotten ourselves into. And it talks about in the last part of the verse, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. Judgment is coming to those who refuse to receive and serve Christ. If you think it's bad now, you just wait until it gets worse than just garments rolled in blood. It gets worse than just confused noise. It gets worse because there's even a more horrendous time coming on this world that we have never seen before. Judgment to the point that it's worse than swords and spears. It's even worse than guns and planes. It's worse because even way back there in the Bible, it talks about this battle that's coming with burning and fuel of fire, the battle that's coming on the world. John sees it as horses and chariots and fighting, And the prophet sees it here as burning and fuel of fire. Every kind of warfare that you can imagine will take place in that end battle. And of course, the Lord, the King Warrior, the King of Kings, the Captain, he's in control and he'll win the battle. But these wars, these skirmishes, these things that we've got that's going on until then, from eternity past, all the way to his birth, Jesus Christ dealt with people in the Old Testament. And he spoke to the fathers through the prophets. He tried to get people to turn to God. God tried to get people to come to him. And he dealt with similitudes and shadows and foreshadows and examples, and all these things pointed to Christ. That's why Jesus can say, before Abraham was, I am. Because he didn't just start when he was talking to the Jews in John chapter 6 or chapter 8. He started way back there when he really didn't start, because he always was in eternity past. From his birth to our present situation, we still find him. When he was born in Bethlehem's manger, unto us a child is born. That's what verse 6 says of Isaiah chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The child is born. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Praise God, he came. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Don't tell me this is just for December 25th. It's for any day of the year. And it's sad that we have wrapped it up in presents and bows and paper and trimmings. It hasn't really anything to do just with that one day. The Son came. The Son was given. But the child was born. Unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. He was born. He was born of a woman, born under the law, made under the law to redeem those who were under the law. When the fullness of the time was come, when the time was just right, it didn't seem like it could get any worse, God sent forth his Son into the world. Just at that right time, when it seemed like the world was just going to go crazier than it was, it was just going to spin out of orbit into non-existence. It was just going to self-destruct. Man had gotten so bad that the time of the Old Testament had closed, and there was a time of silence. Well, God still dealt with people, but as far as biblically speaking, there was a time of silence between the Old and New Testament of some 400 years. It reminds us of the 400 years that happened when God's people were down in Egypt, and God was dealing with them, but they were in slavery, wrapped up in bondage. And the world in silent stillness lay, the song says, but it was in bad shape. The hopes and fears of all the years are found in thee tonight, because the one who came to save us all, Jesus came, the eternal Son with the Father, came into this world as one of us. How in the world can you wrap your mind and heart and hand around that? That he would come as one of us. He didn't come as an angel. He didn't come as a flying, shining star. He came as one of us. He was born in this world just like we are. But he was eternal because he's with the Father forever. The eternal Son came as the Son of Man. Into the world he comes. He is born. A child is born. Mary had the baby in her arms, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. And there he is, the little child is born. But the Son is given. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. The Son is given. God gave his Son because he loved us so much. He gave his Son because he had nothing else to give. He gave us, when he gave his Son, he gave us himself. God died on that cross. You might say, well, how did God die on the cross? He did through his Son. God came to the world. He did through his Son. God healed us and he saved us. He does through his Son. The Son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. He has promised that the government will rest on his shoulder. When he came to the world the first time, he didn't come as the governor. He didn't come as a king. He was born king of the Jews, but he didn't come to rule and reign the first time. He came to save us. He came, and the song said, nobody, nobody, nobody cared. Well, some people did care, and thank God some do care now. But he came to save us. He has a promise that, son, if you do what I send you to do, and I know you will, the government will be on your shoulder. He was born king. He didn't inherit the throne. The scripture said, God said, I will give him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there will be no end. The government will rest on his shoulder, and his name shall be called. And you have this fivefold name. It looks about the fivefold ministry today. And we can be successful. We can have assurance that God's going to bless us and help us, because with our fivefold ministry, we have that fivefold wonderful person named Wonderful. And he is wonderful. He's fantastic. He is greater than the great, higher than the highest, mightier than the mightiest. Wonderful Counselor. If you need counsel, if you need a lawyer, you need somebody to help you to know what to do. Our world sure does not know what to do. They say one thing one minute and another thing the next time. They don't know what to do. But Jesus is our Counselor. He will help us. He will tell you what to do. If you listen to his voice, he will be your shepherd, the mighty God. He is our God. Some people have a problem calling Jesus God. But the scripture said he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. That's why God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. He is the mighty God. God calls him God. How in the world could he do that? Well, he is God. God the Father is God. God the Son is God. And God the Holy Ghost is God. Like the song that Sister Alice sings. He's God in the Father. He's God in the Son. He's God in the Holy Ghost. He's God all three in one. I know God is God, and God don't never change. I know God is God, and he always will be God. The mighty God, the everlasting Father. Is Jesus the Father? Well, the Father is the Father, but Jesus is an everlasting Father. He comes to bring us to the Father. He comes to be a Father to those who are widows, to those who are orphans. All the thousands of orphans. I spoke to you about the book that I read about George Mueller of Bristol. And it's a book that was written by Arthur T. Pearson. It talks about the orphans all over the world, that this man of God, he was poor and he relied on God every day and he prayed. And God fed these thousands of children all over the world, these orphans. And if there's an orphan today, if there's a widow today, if there's someone who don't know what to do and don't know where their meal is coming from, he will be an everlasting Father for you. The everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Our world is seeking and longing for peace, and they will never find peace until they come to the Prince of Peace and until the Prince of Peace comes again. So from eternity past to his birth, he is the eternal aspect of Christ. He is Christ. He is God. He is Jesus. And from his birth to our present situation, he has not forgotten us. The same one who was born in Bethlehem's manger is still with us today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He has not forgotten us in our present situation. He still cares about what we're going through now. He didn't just come to be the Savior, joy to the world. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. That was not just for then. It wasn't just to say glory to God in the highest and on earth peace and goodwill to men. That was not just for one time. That was for always. God wants us to have peace and goodwill. And the Prince of Peace will come to this earth, and he will set up his kingdom, and he will rule and reign forever. Our present situation doesn't just stop God. It doesn't just stop everything. We've seen things stop. We've seen things shut down. But it's not going to be that way. God will see to it that things keep going. And even though the world, in the sinful part of the world, the system gets worse and worse, with the righteous, it gets gooder and gooder, as Brother Denny Ray used to say. It gets better and better. From his birth to our present situation, he is still God. He is still Jesus. From our present situation to eternity future, on and on he continues to go. In verse 7 of that chapter, Isaiah 9, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God said, I'm going to do it just as much and just as good as I'm God. I'm going to do it. You can rest assured that the zeal of the Lord will perform this. Upon the throne of David and upon his throne will be peace forever and ever. God will make sure that this will come to pass. Just as Jesus has been the answer for the problems of the ills of mankind in the world, he will still continue forever as Jesus, King, Lord, Master, Redeemer, Savior, and Shepherd. Praise be to his holy name. We have a God who loves us and cares for us and understands us. That's why he sent us his Son, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. He is the one who we serve. He is the one who we trust in. He is the one who at all times is there to help us. He will take care of his children. He loves us with an everlasting love. He came to pay the price for that which the Father provided. And he is the answer for the world today. Jesus is still the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is still the only way. Father, I thank you that we can have this word today. And Lord Jesus, you told us to pray to the Father. And we do that. But Jesus, we just want to talk to you. And we just want to tell you how much we love you. We want to focus on you, eternal aspect of Christ. From eternity past to your birth to our situation now and on forever and ever and ever. You are, Lord, the Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are God Almighty, and we praise you, Jesus. Praise you for being one of us. Praise you for loving us. Praise you for saving us. And praise you for giving us eternal life. I pray that many would come to that realization of having life and having life abundantly. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
You have been listening to a message from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 5 through 7, entitled Eternal Aspect of Christ. Make sure that Jesus Christ is your Savior and you know him as your Lord today. This has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.